Yes, you are listening to ABC Radio National. And tonight we'll see a battle of formidable dance moves in Melbourne as the city's emerging ballroom community celebrates the final weekend of Midsummer, an annual Pride festival. Now, ballroom is not Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Don't think Dancing with the Stars or Baz Luhrmann. It's actually a form of dance that involves something called voguing, which mimics the poses featured in the fashion magazine Vogue. And it's also a subculture where trans people of colour have found a home, often a surrogate home. I've been speaking to Mika Diesel, an Australian-Indonesian performer who's organising tonight's event.
We call them queer ballroom or ballroom subculture. And yes, voguing is a part of it. It's a very popular style of dance. It started by being inspired by these kind of Vogue magazine poses, which then over time evolved into other styles of Vogue. There's Old Way, which is the original. There's New Way, which is focused more on kind of contortionism and clean lines. And then there's something called Vogue Femme, which is a derivative from those styles, but it's kind of evolved by the trans women in the subculture to express more of their feminine essence and move in a more feminine and fluid way with a sprinkle of sex appeal.
It sounds intriguing. And it sounds such a sort of rich subculture. I mean, tell us what a kind of ballroom night involves.
Definitely voguing is part of it, but there's also different ways that we compete in ballroom. So voguing is basically dancing. It's a freestyle dance. And then we have categories like face, where people compete in, you know, showing their beautiful facial structure and their gorgeous skin. We have fashion categories like runway, where people are showing off their model walk. And we have categories like sex siren, where people are competing in showing their best sex appeal. And there's plenty more categories like that. In a ball, you can expect these different categories to run through the night. You can expect a lot of high energy, people cheering for each other, you know, grand costumes and productions. And yeah, you can just expect, honestly, a lot of glitz and glam. It's always a fabulous night.
And it's competitive as well, isn't it? And the teams are actually called houses. Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, the houses sort of try and replicate the idea of the family. Tell us about how that works, because my understanding is a lot of trans people who get involved in this actually find in ballroom a family that was sometimes denied them as they were growing up.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I can speak from kind of personal experience as well that, you know, these things still happen today where families don't support you fully. Or even if they do support you, you as queer people, you can't fully be your brightest, like shiniest self in front of them. And so in the ballroom culture and in houses, you kind of create a family that understand you for who you are and to really cultivate your talents and to push you to become stars in the scene.
Mika, ballroom is relatively new in Australia, but it does have this rich history. It goes back to the 1980s in the United States. It grew partly out of the AIDS crisis, as I understand it. You know, give us a sort of a brief history of ballroom.
A brief history would be, yeah, it started in the 60s, 70s with a drag scene. And then to kind of like combat the racism from that drag scene, which favored a lot of like white contestants, the Black and Latinx people created their own drag scene. That really became the foundation of ballroom. And then, like you said, this then continued on to the 80s, where with the AIDS epidemic and with a lot of queer people being displaced and not having homes, not being able to get jobs, they found a community for them to be able to flourish, to be who they truly are. Then with more and more people, more trans, queer, and non-binary people joining the scene, it evolved over the decades to become the big, glitzy and glamorous ballroom scene that we know today.
Now, it's becoming increasingly popular in Australia. Why do you think that is? Why has it become so voguish, as it were?
So, I mean, I think mainly because, well, in Australia, we focus on more so on our community. We call it a Kiki scene. And Kiki scene is, we focus more on building our community and uplifting our queer youth to be able to participate and like find themselves in the scene. But yeah, with, you know, growing online presence and voguing videos going viral and our music becoming more mainstream, it's definitely reached a lot of the right people.
And Mika, I wonder what sort of transformative effect it's had on you. How has it changed your life?
Honestly, probably the biggest turning point in my life. I feel like it's my passion. Personally, it's helped me really explore myself and explore my gender. I started transition shortly after joining Ballroom and discovering that I can have a community that support me and that really pushed me to really be who I want to be. It made me believe in myself and that I am this glamorous, beautiful woman. And I feel like without Ballroom, I would never have been able to achieve that. And it also gave me this strong sense of community and family with my house, which is the House of Diesel. Without them, honestly, I would just be a lost queer person in the wind. This has been something that has really grounded me.
Do you feel a sense of sort of embattlement at the moment? The trans community has copped a lot of flack as there has been this sort of pushback against, you know, what's often called wokeism. It seems that trans people especially are being targeted. Is this something you can do away from that, that can just be full of joy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, it is a safe space for trans people to be away from all of that. But also, it is kind of like a boot camp and learning grounds for trans people to be able to deal with the criticism and the hardships of real life. I feel like it really teaches trans people real life skills and instilling confidence in them to be able to take on the real world, you know, giving you tougher skin.
Tougher skin wrapped in sequins. I love it. Mika Diesel, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
That's Mika Diesel, an Australian-Indonesian performer who is organising tonight's event. Good luck to all those taking part.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.